Good afternoon. We look forward to this great opportunity with Green Bay coming in here on Sunday. We're excited about that opportunity. We're looking forward to it. We know they're an outstanding football team. We're talking about the number one scoring team in the National Football League. Aaron Rodgers having a great year. Many, many talented targets for them to go to. A defense that has plus 15 with 22 interceptions, leads the league in that category as well. They have given up some plays over 20 yards in the pass game, which is something that we all could take note about. But they're an outstanding pressure defensive team. They're a multiple formation, spread the ball around offensive team. Their special teams has greatly been enhanced by the young Cobb player that has demonstrated so well in kickoff return and in punt return. So, you know, it's a short week for us, but an exciting week.
Tom, the interior of their rush defense, Raji was the middle of the nose tackle in the 3-4. Are they moving him around now? Is he outside?
Yes, he's playing one of the end spots now.
How long has that been, and has it made much of a difference in their rush defense?
Well, it's certainly, they've got three massive bodies inside now, and they complement each other, play well together, and still feed off the rush of the outside Matthews and the outside people with a lot of inside pressure from the inside backers, Hawk and Bishop.
Tom, you had trouble covering the other night. You got to turn around real fast against a team that you said has a lot of weapons, just like the Saints. How do you get these guys' confidence level back up?
Well, you know, they can see the tape, but I think the challenge is there, and obviously it's pro football, and you know, you got to move on to the next one. And we'll put together a good scheme. The guys will be excited about playing, and we'll do the best we can to put ourselves in a position where we can help when we need to help, and do the best job we can. There's a lot of people that have tried to play them, you know, manned up, and I'm sure we'll do some of that as well.
Are you worried at all about their ability to regroup on such a short week after a bad loss like that?
You know what? I will bounce back. That's the thing I believe in. You know, we'll fight back. That's what we preach. You know, it's a time for us to be bold, not sit back and listen to what all of you are saying, but rather to come out fighting, and that's the position we'll take.
You talked about potentially playing man against these guys in you know, a lot of situations maybe. You had that the other night, and you had some breakdowns in that department, guys just not playing man up. You've got guys that are good at man coverage. You talked about being good at man coverage. What was the issue there? I mean, was it one thing, or was it just, you know, guys just didn't?
Well, it's no one thing. I think many times we're a step behind. You know, that's about the best way I can say it when you look at it on tape. A step behind making a good play and a step behind in order to allow someone else to make a bigger play. And that's a very simple explanation. I understand that, but that's kind of what I saw. But I am trying to look forward.
When you played a winless team earlier in the season, you told the players to ignore the record. Is it the same with an undefeated team?
No, we're blatantly honest about this.
did you stress that as part of part of the challenge?
Yes. Oh, yeah. That is part of the challenge. That is the challenge. You know, you can read all the ones and twos and what have you that you want. The fact of the matter is, three times on the road, they've had pretty close football games. And that's what we have to cling to.
Is there something similar to what your message was when you were facing New England in week 17?
No, only the fact that it's an undefeated team. It's a little bit different circumstance because of where we play. But the challenge of playing a team that's, you know, obviously a very good football team, and that part of it is consistent.
You told us yesterday that you showed tape from the six wins this season. Will you show tape of the New England game?
No.
Or of the...
What have you seen out of Rodgers this year that...
you could ask anybody in this room that one. I mean, that's the talk of the town, and rightfully so. You know, we just faced a quarterback that is on a record pace, and this quarterback is as well. So he's obviously has all kinds of numbers, and you know, he's run the ball 43 times. He's athletic. He moves out of the pocket. He does the things he has to do. He can stick the ball into tight spots. He's uncanny and, you know, recognizing when a defender is off, and he'll get the ball in the receiver's hand very quickly, whether it's a now or a strike or something of that nature. But you know, he's obviously playing very, very well.
Tom, can you speak to the versatility about Kevin Booth?
Of who?
Kevin Booth.
Yeah, I sure can. I mean, whatever we've asked Kevin to do this year, under any circumstances, whether it be during the game, you know, a couple of days before, or even with a week's preparation, he's done a good job. And he's a guy who's very, very smart, adapts himself to whatever circumstance and position we ask him to play, and did the same thing the other night, played well the other night.
Have you officially brought Chase Blackburn back yet?
Is he by 4 o'clock, I believe.
4 o'clock. What move are you making to make room for him, and also what do you expect of him after not playing all season long?
Well, he's still in great shape. We've worked him out before. He has knowledge of our system. He can play in the depth of our system right away. He's also a contributor on special teams, which is good timing with regard to that as well.
How are you creating?
I figured you'd come back to that.
I don't know if it's
Will Beatty. Or... Will Beatty, you'll have to go in IR. Okay.
There was, I assume, no chance of him even for the playoffs of getting his.
Not to the depth of what the doctors are telling us it'll take before it's safe for him to get into that kind of contact.
We saw Michael Strahan walking around here. Are you giving him a uniform?
I haven't seen him yet. He's out here in the hallway here. I was trying to see him, but he was giving lectures, I think.
How about OC? Do you have an update on him for us?
Nothing other than the fact that he's injured, and you know, I can say day to day all I want, but chances are he'll not make this one.
But should we, if JPP is playing exclusively outside and playing more outside, should that help the pass rush in some way?
Well, he's. Just having JPP on the field is going to help the pass rush in some ways. The play he made the other night on the fake field goal was outstanding. You're not going to see that kind of effort.
Tom, can you go over the other injuries? Herzlich, Broly, Bradshaw?
Broly, Bradshaw are going to get worked out, see where they stand. Herzlich has an ankle injury, and you'll see him around in a boot and what have you. We're going to kind of wait and see what that looks like.
Victor's hip?
I don't think it's. It may slow him down for a day, but I mean, after that, I think he'd be fine.
How about Mario Manningham?
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a guy that we're going to try to see what he can do. And, you know, we'll reduce his reps. I think he wants to go. It's just a matter of he does have swelling in the knee. And we got to see if he can play with it and will it respond. And,
you talked to us a lot about how each team is distinct and different. Last year, when you went to see Green Bay, it was off of a really disheartening loss. This week, you'll see Green Bay after a disheartening loss. What's different about this team? Why do you feel that this one will respond differently?
Well, it's just, I don't even say it that way. I say it's two different situations, two different teams. There may be similarities, but there are different people on this team, and the circumstances are different in terms of where they are and where we are. You know, they won it all last year, winning 10 games like we did in 07.
Tom, the injuries that you have with OC and obviously Herzlick as well, are you thinking about Mathias playing more down as opposed to still playing all linebacker?
We always have him prepared to do that. He does do that in certain situations, and we're always prepared to have him play in that spot.
You said...
Steve, you all right? Did we get you anything? Holy crap. You need to lay prone for what?
He's never laid prone.
Any other questions?
Bowley and Bradshaw, you said they're going to get work. Are they doing anything practice-wise, or are they just doing work?
We're going to have an opportunity to work out with the trainers, and highly secretive, and then they'll come and tell me.
Tom, your offense put up a lot of numbers last mm-hmm. week, but you haven't scored a touchdown, I think, in the first half in 4 straight games. How troubling is that? And
we wanted to start fast last week. We talked about that. We did start fast. We just didn't finish the job at the other end of the field. You go with the facts. You're right. You're right. I think that, as I said before, it would have been great to finish that one off and score there and have the momentum going for us. It didn't happen. We did a lot of good things throughout the course of the game, though. Didn't score as many points as I'd like to have scored, but we did quite a few good things.
I mean, against a team like this, you know, the conventional wisdom is you want to control the ball, get points, you know, not field goals, touchdowns. But is your offense equipped to do that now with the running game the way it is? You know, you may have to just open up and throw the ball and hope to score more.
Well, we are equipped to do that. It's just the mix has to be right. And, you know, I think let's put it where I said it before. You're talking about a team that is very explosive on offense as well. And the back and forth of this thing is, you know, you've got to have some stops in order to be able to be in position to play the way you want to play.
Yeah.